Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a little after 9 o'clock, Tuesday morning. Get her done. Three more days till Friday. This Saturday, we talked to this guy yesterday. His name is Paul Webb, and he and a partner are doing this Everest bike ride where they're going to, the elevation change will overall be 29,029 feet, whatever the actual measurement of Everest is. Sky's the Limit Foundation is where you can make, I guess our listeners were really generous yesterday, but continue, they're trying to raise money for teen mental health. Sky's the Limit Foundation, this is happening Saturday. It's in Mill Valley on the Camino Alto Hill, and it starts at 4 in the morning, and then they're going to go until they finish, which they estimate will be around midnight. But it's a good cause, and if you want more information, skysthelimitfoundation.org.
And he wrote me because he wanted to say thank you again, because apparently yesterday he got tons of contributions from our listeners.
Our listeners are always very generous. We've long counted on them to support worthy causes. Thanks, guys, for donations.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Before I get to the first text, I looked up the weapon we've been talking about, which is tattooed on...
Post Malone's
face.
Yes.
So apparently there are small differences between a morning star, a flail, and a, what is the other one? What's the one you said? Oh, a mace.
Mace? Oh, so that is one of the contenders.
They're all very similar, though. So the one is a morning star, it looks like, is just a stick with a ball attached to the end and spikes. Oh.
So you just swing it around like a bat, a very, very dangerous bat. All right.
And then a flail or a...
Well, look, we've got all the pictures right here.
That?
Our medieval sciences expert, Bryn, is...
And a flail and a mace are the same, it looks like, although they may differ in the size of spikes, but they are the ones with the stick and then the chain and then the ball.
Oh, Vin, look, you can have multiple. You could get that thing going like a helicopter. That one has three on it. Oh, that looks dangerous.
To the person wielding it.
To everyone in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Oh, the medieval times. Weren't they just incredibly
It's
treacherous?
A weird thing. I'd be curious to ask, you know, so what is your attachment to the flail? Post Malone, like you put it, you didn't just tattoo it on you. You tattooed it on your face.
Right. It's heading down your jawline. That's a pretty prominent tattoo position. Maybe he's into torture, you know, or medieval times. I don't know. Maybe he used to love going to the medieval times restaurant, a theme restaurant when he was a kid.
There are people who will get an S&M sort of tattoo so they other people who see them know that they're into the dark arts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some kind of thing going on there, but I've never heard of the mace being used as a sex toy.
Nope, it's more of a pain toy or a death toy.
Right.
You know. Things you can play with that could kill you.
Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote us today. 707 says, there is not a large neo-Nazi group in Napa. And also, not all conservatives are against wearing face masks. Really, you guys are repeating that kind of crap? No. No, we're not. I actually asked the question. I'm curious if that's what they're talking about. I don't understand why this has become politicized, this mask wearing, and why people who... our Republicans seem to be adamant against it.
Well, it's because everybody on Fox is calling it a hoax and a scam. That could be part of it. And that our actual president doesn't wear a mask and doesn't social distance. And even though people in his campaign have turned up sick with this, he doesn't seem to think it's real. So I guess that could be part of it.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's I was asking the question. I don't know why it's become politicized. Anyway, born and raised in Napa, neo-Nazis in Napa is complete BS. Okay.
Also, you said you're right. You said north of Napa. You know.
I said what the texter said. Right. I didn't say what I said.
I don't think they said in Napa proper. You know, and one thing I've noticed, it's really easy to get out into the sticks wherever you are in the Bay Area. Seems like, you know, you're just a hill or two away from a whole nother world. And not saying that it's, you know, the other world is all neo-Nazis. It could just be a nice rural town that, you know, it seems as far removed from the hubbub of San Francisco as anything. And other valleys, you might be like, oh, shoot, there's neo-Nazis here. Let's get the hell out of here.
Teenagers are not complete idiots. You don't accidentally make a noose. Stop giving this kind of racist behavior the benefit of the doubt, Vinny. Whether it was a teenager or not, it was a racist act. No, I understand that. What I was trying to say, though, is what you will see online. This is online behavior a lot, too. Kids will think something's funny without completely understanding the enormity of it all. And they think they can shine things on with, but I was just kidding. Right. I'm not excusing that in any way, shape, or form, but I don't know why a noose would show up at the Sonoma Raceway. I am trying to spitball some possibilities. I guess my hope is it's a dumb teenager that made a bad joke or without understanding it. Otherwise, a grown man went and put a noose up at the raceway in an effort to... what, show solidarity with the other Confederate flag lovers?
I guess so. I don't know, Ben. I mean, and also, please don't write in saying we assumed it was a man. You know, it's a person, all right?
Right. A lot of people wrote in about the peanut butter and jelly stuff because it's delicious and it's not political at all. that was something people could really get behind. And a lot of people said they liked the peanut butter on both sides of the bread, so I'm going to have to try it. That's pretty good. Mm. I love peanut butter and butter sandwiches. The butter shouldn't be melted, but spreadable. Sarah, you're the butter fan on the show. You ever done that? Peanut butter and butter.
I'm trying to picture it. No, I haven't done that.
All right. Well, there's
an idea. It seems like
they're
all... no, thanks. I don't know. I don't eat a lot of peanut butter sandwiches. I'm not super worried about variations. I'm not bored with the regular one yet, I guess.
Well, and you live with two chefs, so
that's true.
You never worry about
that. I'm like, whip me up something gourmet. That's what I say, you know, as soon as I leave my room in the morning. I won't eat normal food. Find me something amazing. No! Where's my tea and crumpets? Cheers.
LOL, the teachers union finally started threatening not to back Gavin. Well, whatever got him into action, it sounds like he did a good job trying to save as many teacher jobs as he could. We still don't have the details. Here's another person, 415, saying layoffs for teachers and other staff are going to happen. Lots of districts are in financial trouble. All right, well.
That's not good news.
Haven't listened for a while, so I don't know if someone else has mentioned this. I'm an RN, and many infectious doctors are very worried. We don't know if this virus will have long-term effects on those who recover, like lung disease, congestive heart failure, etc.
Right.
We could have people in their 40s and 50s, 5 to 10 years from now, passing away from organ damage of COVID.
We just don't know. It's brand new.
So wear a mask, this person says. It's so simple. But so effective.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, well.
Just wear them out. And keep away, you know? It's actually fairly simple what we're being asked to do. It's hard. It's painful for some people. It's very difficult, but it's, you know, it's not rocket science. Put your goddamn mask on and stay 6 feet apart.
Vinny, Ja Rule did I'm Real with J-Lo. Yeah, I don't know that one. I was thinking of the one that Bryn mentioned with Ashanti.
Put It On Me.
Yeah, that's a hit. Oh. I don't know the other I'm Real. Oh, okay.
I just put it on me. I assume that's what we're talking about.
Oh, right. Can we play this every day? This is the best song that Sarah sings.
What song?
The Kid Rock duet.
Oh, no. What are you talking about? Don't be silly. The best song
love
I sing
the Sarah
is that
Kid
Lady
Rock
Gaga
duet.
One. Come on.
Oh, the one you sang to use that?
Yeah.
Love the Sarah and Kid Rock duet.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
Thank you. That is so nice. I don't know really what to say about it. I feel embarrassed.
You do?
Well, sure. I mean, it's like when anything gets... I assume you feel embarrassed when we play you screaming on a roller coaster or, when you hear your own things, it's like, ooh. I love Gretchen laughing at that.
I can't stand that part of that thing. Gretchen. Shh. Gretchen's the worst. I can't tell you how many times that lady undermined me. The time I had to walk into a restaurant as a bet payoff in a Speedo and serve people food for an hour during the lunch hour, the first person I see in my getup is Gretchen, and she just absolutely pointed and laughed right at me. Like, not only gross, like she's like, oh my God, disgusting. And I'm sitting there like, I haven't even gone in there yet. Can you do me a favor? Gretchen.
Well, she just wanted to get
you ready.
Oh,
that's love.
That is love. Yeah. The people that you love, they're the ones who'll be real with you.
Yeah.
Gretchen.
Good morning, Alice Gang. Yesterday, you guys were talking about how the new college graduates are going to have to delay moving out of home, aka cutting the umbilical cord. I'm moving out soon. I'm very scared of moving out on my own. It's my first time. Can you guys tell me what emotions were going through your head when first moving out? And do you guys have any tips for the new nest leavers?
I don't. You just have to. You're going to be fine. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. You need to leave and you'll feel free and you'll appreciate your parents more when you go back to the nest. And
you will encounter
a little bit terrified.
Yeah, you're going to encounter a lot of challenges you never knew of.
And
you'll also call your parents to save you more than you think you will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt that even though I moved out very young, my parents were absolutely instrumental in me still being alive. Like, whether that was them helping me get sober, but also early on in those days when I was sort of out there and just trying to go to college and trying to work and stuff, there were times for sure when I was in need of help, desperately needed of help. And my mom and dad came through, and yours hopefully will too.
And they'll be glad to, they'll be glad that you're out there on your own. And when you reach out for help, they'll be psyched that you still need them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't sweat it. Open your eyes and walk into it. You're going to have your own. It'll be your own experience, and it's going to be great. Be not afraid.
My daughter was scheduled to take her driving test May 11th, and I've been told they are contacting people who were canceled and scheduling them first. That's what I read today as well.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
I didn't know that they were contacting you, but I did read that if you had an appointment, you're first up as they're reopening the driver's tests. I think I said this Friday.
Yeah,
it looks like
you said Friday.
The in-car driver's tests are back, everyone. You can go get your license, kids. Sorry, let me check my time. Oh, a couple more minutes. A lot of people wrote about shows that you can watch. The Devs sucks, but then 10 other people wrote The Devs is great. So,
yeah.
I guess
do we know what The Devs is? Did you look that up, Rennie, or no?
I didn't. Let me look.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Here's a person says,
Rolling Stone has a list.
I'm standing at the DMV right now.
Oh.
510 says, Sarah, I like your haircut.
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice.
Are you liking it now or are you having regrets?
I love it. I didn't regret it last time either. It's a bummer when other people seem to regret it for me, But frankly, I love getting up and jumping in the shower, which I really can't do when I have long hair. You know, it just feels so good to start the day off all, it like wakes you up. And,
I don't shower in the morning anymore now that I don't leave the house.
Oh, really?
Nah. I don't know. I mean, I mostly I shower for other people.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just I feel like it really wakes me up, but I would never do it in the past because when my hair is long, it's just it's such a pain in the ass to like be dealing with my hair, and it would still be wet and I'd be putting my headphones on it. I can't have that. So now it's dry 5 minutes. Oh, it's so great. It's so freeing. And I'm kind of excited. There's a ton of gray in it and I'm dying to see what it's going to look like when it all grows out. Well, I just never, it's been 30 years since I started dyeing my hair. It's going to be kind of fun to.
You're free.
Yeah. I'm free. All in.
925 says, I have twins. They're 14 now, and it was and has been amazing. So much fun. I don't know how people do kids at different ages. Oh, man. You know what? Good for you. I do know there are people who are born to parent and are good at it. And
absolutely.
And rise to all the challenges without breaking a sweat.
And then there's the rest of us.
Right.
Who are like, I had no idea. This sucks, Beavis.
Oh, Vinny, please let your boycott of all things Hamilton go. You were duped by an unfair system of ticketing that probably should be illegal, and even Lin-Manuel fought against. I promise you that seeing the original Broadway cast perform will change your mind and maybe your life. And I think Isla will love it.
Well, there is an F word in there, Vin.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that.
You know, I woke up this morning at whatever, 4:30, and the light in her room was on. So I'm like, oh great. So I go in there. And she's got a doll in her bed under the blanket, like the trick that you do to
make to your make parents it look think like, you're... Sure.
Yeah. So I go, okay, well, that's not... All right. So I go downstairs, and I can't find her. And she must have circled around the back way and gone back up the stairs when she heard me. But nonetheless, I did end up finding... She was up. She was downstairs.
And snuck
she had
back
been,
in.
She had been watching... television. She'd been playing. She'd been on the computer. So she'd been up for hours. And it's apparently...
So she does know how to entertain herself without her parents. And she just proved it to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny.
But the problem is she saw something on a show and it woke her up.
Oh no.
Like she gets scared of stuff. She's still six.
She's a little kid.
Well,
they don't have any frame of reference for stuff. Right.
So she's like, I couldn't sleep. All right. On the football team in Oakland, the story I did really early on.
Yeah.
This person says, Raiders fans are pissed. All right. Well, I know a lot of Raiders fans are going to follow them to Vegas. So I don't know, you know, what the makeup will be.
Well, if they get another team, that it might actually work for them. I mean,
I
how many
so.
Times does a team have to freaking leave you before you're like, you know what, I guess I'll just change my... allegiances. It is hard though when you have loved and rooted for a team for a long time. It's difficult to give that up no matter what they do to you. Weirdly,
510 says, and I this is something we were talking about, I'd mentioned Richard Petty was a driver, very famous NASCAR mm-hmm. driver, and I believe that the 43 car was his.
And
510 says Richard Petty drove the 43 car and has his own race team. Thumbs up to him for supporting Bubba. No doubt. The picture of Bubba Wallace on the track with all of the other drivers and support teams supporting him was powerful and a good message to send to those who are trying to scare him off.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, it was nice.
I think that's where we'll end. I've got... Oh, this is about... how people, I'll do this as my last one. This is about how good people can be, you know, sort of are under pressure right now and maybe not handling things as well as they normally would. Think of it like your husband, Sarah, and his road rage. He's a nice guy, right? But behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, you know.
It's true.
Things I can't over. Say that that lady that coughed in a baby's face is a nice lady. I can't.
It's hard to say. You know,
but I have a hard time believing she's just been rotten her whole life. And this is, I want to believe this has just been a hard time for her.
Bad decision that she made under a lot of stress. Let's just go with that. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but you know what? I'm trying. Anyway, that's all for the text. We'll be back after these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a lovely...
And every day.
And every day. All the days.
We appreciate any time you give us. I got two more quick texts for you.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for mixing the serious conversation about race with your usual nonsense. Your show is how real people talk, and I appreciate that. Much love from Chico.
Chico! That is really nice to hear. Honestly, this whole last few months has been a weird thing to navigate, and the Black Lives Matter thing has been huge, and it feels so important, and it's hard to, you know, it is hard to sort of have the fun part of this whole thing too, which I think is our part of our job. So thank you for that's very nice of you to write such a supportive thing. It's appreciated.
510 says S&V, you are the show for me. XO.
Oh,
that's nice to hear, too.
That's very sweet.
Whether you believe it or not, we're trying to somehow still do our show in really weird times. And we're doing the best we can, I believe.
We're certainly doing we might not be doing the best we've ever done, but we're doing the best that we can
we
at this
can.
Moment.
I believe you're trying your hardest, Sarah, and I know I'm trying my hardest. And Bryn is new to the pressures he's under and he's working. And Nicole, too.
Yep, Nicole's really stepped
Nicole's
up.
Nicole's holding it down at the station. That's a big deal.
It is. Oh, she's and look, this is when, you know, your character is revealed. It's when you're under in a situation that you have to deal with by the seat of your pants. And you know, yay team. And thank you for everybody who listens because you're the reason that we're here. So.
Right. Absolutely. So thanks.
Well, that's a nice way to end the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.